Last week, a club chairman emailed me. "You sound like a modern progressive GAA man, with at least one foot firmly in the past," he told me, before elaborating on how his county's prolonged run in the All-Ireland Championship has left his club players twiddling their thumbs all summer. "We're considering reviving the sevens," he added. "But think, would it work in this day and age?" It can't, of course. Never again will summer evenings in rural Ireland be punctured by doleful cries of
"The late men on, ref, they're at it all day."
The conditions that led to the rampant popularity of the sevens in the 1950s no longer exist. No immigration worth talking about, the sexual repression of old thrust to one side, and if that weren't depressing enough, most pitches these days have a fully functioning perimeter fence to militate against the prospect of one of the most enduring attractions of the sevens, the pitch invasion. Family sizes also render the rejuvenation of the sevens but an idle dream. A critical component of any self-respecting sevens team was a band of brothers. Now only the odd family has five brothers, but one is probably into the performing arts, and another, a hairdresser perhaps, spends hours updating his profile on Bebo. Tull Dunn himself wouldn't make footballers out of them. The sevens was the young bull, old bull parable brought to life. Some people mistakenly thought that rampant athleticism was the primary requirement of any good sevens team. This is utter nonsense. The best teams contemplated running only as a last resort. And indeed their slow, almost non-existent movement brought waltzing to mind. And to this day the term remains in vogue. So-and-so waltzed through the defence to score a brilliant goal. The best teams stalked their prey with a patience found only in the wild. They would casually pop the ball around the field, by fist or foot, often making no more than 1 yard in 40 seconds. Gain line, yeah, right. In the absence of an opening, they might even go into reverse, ambling back the field, inviting ridicule from innocent souls in the crowd, who mistake their low-tempo approach for incompetence. All the time, they draw the young bulls of the opposition onto them. Eventually, one enthusiastic young bull would crack, make a mad drive for an opponent, and then the veterans would swing into action, so to speak. No energy crisis would be sparked by the sudden escalation of their efforts. Just a simple pass over the top to Porrakeen or Join in the corner, a tap in from 2 yards, and an easy-as-she-goes retreat to previous positions. Like Dan Shanahan, the great teams never bothered with the points at all. A tribunal would be convened if they lost one of their own kickouts. They say a misplaced pass, and the shame would live with your family for decades.
Did you hear about the misplaced pass?
But on and on they would saunter through the day, grabbing a cup of tea and a sandwich along the way, utterly unflappable while young bulls succumbed to exhaustion all around them. Sunburn was their only deadly foe. And this they averted with the deployment of another old friend, the handkerchief on the head. Eventually they'd win the final on a scoreline of 9 goals to 1 goal and 18 points. And in the back of Jimmy's passion wagon, transport home their spoils of victory. A new suit of clothes for every man. The 10 of them having travelled together to build team morale, despite the dubious personal hygiene
who opened their sandwiches?
And the uncertain time or date of arrival home.